Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Good evening. You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host for the Phenomenally You podcast. My name is Nicole Quinlan Lee, and I'd like to welcome you to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. Happy Tuesday to all of my listeners. I hope that everyone has had wonderful, wonderful day. And, you know, we're going to get into a discussion of what everyone is talking about and what everyone is going through. And it's about this self-distancing and quarantining thing that we are going through. I'm not going to talk about the virus itself because, you know, there are places for you to go to get information about that. And I'm not one of those people. So what I have told everyone is that you want to be well informed of the virus and what's happening and get the real deal, the real numbers, go to cdc.gov and read the information so that you get informed and real, correct information. And it's not people, you know, giving you information that is going to trigger you. I wanted to have this show tonight. I was trying to think of what I was going to call it. But I wanted to have this show tonight because we all are dealing with the new normal, as they say. They say it's the new normal. And I was talking to one of my best friends earlier today, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to call this show this evening. And she was like, call it the new normal. And I'm hesitant to call it that, even though that's what it has been for most of America and even other parts of the world. It has been the new normal because in the end, this thing called the coronavirus has affected everyone. And it doesn't make a difference what color you are. It doesn't make a difference what socioeconomic class you are, what religion you are. It doesn't make a difference whether you are gay, whether you are straight. It doesn't make a difference if you skinny, fat, short, tall. It does not make a difference. It has affected everyone. And whether you have been sick or not, it has affected you because now more than ever, we have so many people working from home. We have essential workers who have to go into work every day, but then they're coming straight home. And so we want to make sure that we're doing what we need to do in order to live our days happy, stress-free as much as possible. And what we don't want to do is lose our minds while we are in the house. People are experiencing new things. They're teaching their kids every day. They're working from home every day. They're in the same space with their families every single day. And that's not the norm. What we know about each other, what we know about the hustle and bustle of life is that we have been going to work, we have been getting things done in our lives, and a lot of times we don't have the time to spend with our families. You know, it's like we pass by. We get up in the morning, we go to work, we come back, you know, in the evening, we may eat dinner together, most of us don't, and then we go to bed, and we do that on repeat at least 5 days a week. And so we have just now had to face the truth because we have no choice but to sit down and be still. And in sitting down and being still, learning a lot of things about ourselves. And this evening, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the craziness that we are experiencing and what we need to do in order to get through it with our sanity. So we don't lose our minds, or we don't snap on someone, or we don't go off on our kids or our spouses or our significant other or our family members. We have to make a conscious effort, without a doubt, more now than a year ago, to choose happiness. Or as my friend Julie told me, she said, it's being happy on purpose. Being happy on purpose. And now more than ever is something that we have to be very, very conscious of, and that is being happy on purpose. And so we're going to talk about that and a couple of other things this evening. What I did is I sent out a text to my friends and I said, hey, at first I was a little hesitant about talking about all this because we are bombarded with this all day, every day. All day, every day, we're bombarded with the news, and you go on social media, and there's jokes, and, you know, anything that you look at, it's all about the outside, and people are wearing masks, and, you know, it becomes very overwhelming, and I have heard from a lot of it, you know, so that I could get through the day, so that it's easy for me to be happy on purpose, and so that's what we're going to talk about this evening. So how about this? Instead of us calling this show the new normal, let's call the show Happy on Purpose, because that's what we're going to talk about this evening. We're going to choose happiness on purpose, and let's talk about how we can do that. So like I said, we don't lose our minds, because we're in a position where, you know, it's easy right now. It's easy to do. And so I'm going to go into a commercial, and when I come back, now I name the show, we're going to talk about being happy on purpose. We're also going to talk about what they're talking about as the new norm. We're going to talk about how our attitude directly affects our health and how it goes hand in hand. And we're also going to talk about some things that we can actively do in order to make this situation work for us the best that it can. So let's go to a commercial, and when I come back, we're going to talk about being happy on purpose.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page. Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste.
We are back with the Phenomenally You podcast. I am your host this evening, Lee. And if you're just not tuning in, tonight we are going to discuss how we're going to get through this self-distancing, how we're going to get through this quarantining with our sanity. Because you know what? People don't want to admit it, but and some people do, we are being challenged. I know that I'm being challenged. I'm working remotely from home. I'm somebody who's used to being in a bath. And, you know, I had to make some adjustments. And refuse, I can tell all the listeners, is I refuse to become disengaged. I refuse to become a grumpy person. I refuse to become a person living in fear. And in order to not be that person, there are some things that I have to do actively that I want to talk to you about. Maybe you can share some of the things that you're doing with me, but let's talk about it so that we can live our best life while we're going through this, because we're going through this together. We need to do what we can. So, again, like I said, we can maintain our mental health. So I was thinking about finding our happiness. And besides all this that's going on, all the other things that have compounded this experience. And I was listening to Ari Lennox, if anyone knows who she is. She's a singer, and I listen to her live on Instagram all the time. And she was talking about how the self-distancing and being in the house has really triggered her depression and her anxiety. And she was giving, you know, advice on the things that you need to do in order to counter that, because, you know, you really don't want, you know, your depression to peak. You don't want your anxiety to peak. You know, you don't want the fear to get the best of you. And, you know, I started realizing that even though I've made this decision to take this, you know, in a certain way, everyone doesn't have that same mind frame. Everyone isn't taking it like me. And so I have to be more compassionate and more empathetic about how this situation is affecting the people around me. Because like I said, I've taken the steps to kind of step back, not talk about it 24/7, you know, to really be informed, to find out what I need, and then to move on throughout my day. And I think that that has helped. I'm going to talk about that and some other things that I think help us get through each day, because we have at least a month to go, I would say, and we're going to have to get through this. So the first thing I really wanted to talk to you about was, like I said, happiness on purpose. And it goes along with my idea that I've always had of choosing happiness. And like I said earlier, it's in times like this that it's most important for us to choose happiness. It's very easy to choose happiness when things are going our way. It's very easy to choose happiness when we're not faced with any kind of struggle and we're not faced with any adversity. But it becomes more difficult to choose happiness when things like this are happening. And so we have to make a conscious effort. We have to make a conscious effort to choose it. And so the question I'm going to ask you is, what happens to your happiness when things seem messed up? What has happened to your happiness now? What has happened to your happiness today? And I really want you to ask yourself those questions. And so I'm going to say them again. What happens to my happiness when things seem messed up? What happens to your happiness when things are not going your way? I'm led to, you know, a lot of the kids who are out of school right now, and, you know, they're homeschooling, they're having classes online. I know, me personally, I'm faced with, you know, my daughter is 17. She's turning 18. It's a pivotal year in life this week. You know, she's a senior this year. She's supposed to be graduating high school this year. She had prom this year. And, you know, I can imagine that that's very hard right now because all of that stuff is on hold. And of course, you know, we're going to celebrate her birthday April 9th. But, you know, of course, it's not going to go down the way that she wants it to go down. And, you know, at first, you know, I had the stance of, well, you know, things are going on in the world. And, you know, be happy that you have a home. Be happy that you have food. And I had to really take a step back and had to think about myself at 17 turning 18 and how excited I was. Or I have to think about myself on my birthday every year, how much I look forward to doing stuff for my birthday. Or just think about the excitement that you had when you were getting ready for prom and right before you were going to graduate. And not saying that it won't happen, but it's definitely been postponed. And so I had to be more empathetic. I had to show more compassion and really think about that affect her. And yes, it is what it is, but I can't negate how she feels. I can't negate that it is difficult. You know, I can't negate that it is hurtful. You know, I have to support her and remind her of the bigger picture. And so in that question, what happens to your happiness when things don't go your way? What happens to your happiness when go down the way it's been going down, and we're supposed to be walking 6 feet away from each other, we can't go see our family and our friends or go to our favorite bar or go to our favorite restaurant. What has happened to your happiness? And it's directly related to the attitude that you are going to choose to have towards everything that's going on. Attitude towards yourself physically and the attitude towards yourself mentally. And you have to ask yourself, what is your attitude rooted in? And that's in everyday life before all of this happened. What is your attitude rooted in? Is it rooted in, woe is me? You know, I can't believe, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it through this. You know, I'm only going to look for all the negatives and everything. You know, I'm going to bombard myself with everything, even though I know that it triggers me. Or are you going to look at it in a more positive way and you're going to say, you know, we're dealing with some real stuff right now. This is real. People are sick. People are affected. But let me figure out how I can focus on getting through the day the best that I can. Let me figure out how I can focus on doing what I need to do so I can be the best that I can be in the situation that I'm forced to be in. And on a sidebar, I'm going to go off topic really quick. I just want to remind everyone, we're in this together. We're doing this together. So I know people feel like they're stuck. Everybody is stuck, even the people who are essential workers and they're going out every day and they're risking their lives. Literally, we're all stuck. But if we all work together and we do what we need to do and we follow the rules, maybe we can get out of this a little bit faster than what we thought. But we all have to do what we have to do. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I'm looking out and I want to tell people, you know what, if you don't go home, because I'm tired of being in the house. That's a real feeling. I'm tired of being in the house. And so it starts with me doing what I'm supposed to do. And hopefully somebody looks at me and says, you know what, let me do what I'm supposed to do too. So with that, I'm just saying, you know, everyone, do what you're supposed to do so that we collectively get out of this as fast as possible, okay? Because that's all that we can do. You know, again, I'm going to say it is what it is. But getting back on topic is, what is your attitude like? Be honest with yourself. What have you chosen to do in these times, during these circumstances? Because it's going to make a very big difference how you deal with each day until this is over. And it's going to make a very big difference how you walk out that front door when we no longer are, you know, subject to these rules. It's going to make a very big difference. What is your attitude like? What attitude have you chosen to embrace? Because there's one or two. One or two. And every day, you know, my job, we're working, most of the people are working remotely, and we have these huddles, and I remind everyone, you know, I remind everyone of the importance of not bombarding themselves with all of the news that is going on every single day. Half the time, they're telling us the same thing over and over and over again. So it's really important for you to find your source of information and stick to it. And don't spend your entire day looking at all of the stuff that is going on, you know, with deaths and the statistics. And yes, all of that is real, but you can get all of that information at one time and then you can go through your day. Because if you are someone who is hypersensitive, you are going to trigger yourself. You are going to trigger your anxiety. You will trigger your depression. You will become more fearful than normal. And that's something that you don't want to do. And now you're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for your mental health and your physical health. And the reality is when our attitude does not align with us being physically and mentally healthy, then what do we have? What do we have? So ask yourself again, what is your attitude rooted in? Look at your actions every single day. What are your actions every day if you're stuck in the house? Because this is not the end-all, be-all. A lot of people feel like it is, but it's not. It's not the end-all, be-all. There will come a time when we don't have to sit up in the house the way that we are. There will come a time when we're going to be able to get out? And when that time comes, are you going to be mentally healthy? Are you going to be physically healthy? And these are really important things for you to think about, again, in times. Sometimes when I think about America, because Americans are so, I don't want to say superficial, but we want things right now. And it seems like, I always talk about the tipping point of where something has gone on with the dynamics in the world where it is like, no more, we're done. No more. I remember, you know, a few months ago, I talked about all of the things going on in nature. And now this is where we're at. And, you know, we're not, it's not just California sitting down. It's every state sitting down. It's many countries throughout the world. Because something has come in the form of the virus and told us all to be still and sit down. Be still and sit down. And it is said, all we need to do is be still and sit down so we can get through this. Just be still. And it seems like it's the hardest thing for people to do. Be still. What is your attitude rooted in? Who are you thinking of? What are you thinking of? Think about what you want. What is the end result? Everyone says that they want this to end, but everyone's not committed to what needs to be done in order for it to end. Will there be a day that no one gets sick? No, I doubt it. But will there be a day where we can walk out of our house freely and walk up the street or go to the beach or do what we want? Yeah, there will be. What part are you playing in that? And what part are you playing in that, that when you those freedoms, you have not mentally or physically harmed yourself in the process? And I know it sounds like really, really, you know, not grim, but it's just the truth. Your attitude makes a very big difference. I have very positive friends, and I love to be around people who are really uplifting, and I find myself, I pull away when there's too much, you know, non-uplifting going on, I must say. I found myself really going within myself now because I'm very focused on using this time, you know, in order to walk out a better Nicole, even though it's very difficult. It's not easy for me at all. And, you know, I have consciously made the decision that it doesn't matter, you know, who it is. I need to be around positivity, period. And so, therefore, you know, if it's not that, it's not going to be involved in. You know, because, you know, right now I am, I don't want to say fighting for, but I can say fighting for my physical and mental health. You know, stuff has gotten real, right? And struggle is real. That's not me. Have you decided for yourself that you are going to do in order to get through these days being as happy as you possibly can be? Just think about that. So as I talk, basically, you know, this show was about finding your happy balance. I've had all of these different titles, Happy on Purpose, The New Norm. But, you know, as I talk, different things come in my head. So it's finding your happy balance. And one of my girlfriends told me that one, too. Finding your happy balance. You know, what is your happy balance now? Because it has to, you have to have one. Because some people say, I can't have one. I don't have one. You have to have one. You need to insist upon it for yourself. What do you need to do to find your happy balance? So I'm going to tell you probably what it's not. I can't say for sure. I can't say for 100%. It's not sleeping all day. It's not that. It's not taking care of yourself. know, foregoing the self-care physically and mentally. It's not bombarding yourself with information that is triggering your fears and your anxiety. It's not, you know, not, it's not, what is it, becoming this hermit who really doesn't talk to anyone. Now, I get that you want to be around positive people, but, you know, you need to have human contact, whether that be FaceTiming. You know, now you can FaceTime or whatever, Instagram time. You can do it through Facebook. You don't have to have an iPhone. You could do it through your iPhone. You could do it through Instagram where you could see people. Yes, it is difficult, but you do that human interaction. You need human interaction. So I just really want you to think about, I have someone who asked if they can ask me a question on air, and I am trying to get the phone number. So if you want to ask me a question, why don't you text me now at 310-308-8568, and then I'll put you live on air. Text me at 310-308-8568, because then I'll know your number, and I can just turn on your mic. So I'll wait for the text to see if it comes to someone who didn't ask me a question. You can't phone number. So if you just text me, I'll be able to find it, and I can go ahead and let you talk. Again, that's 310-308-8568. And so what I'm going to do, let me go into a commercial again. And when I come back, a real quick commercial, we'll continue this conversation about what we need to do in order to find our happy balance. We'll be right back.
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle and wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
And we are back. I told you guys, and this is Nicole Quinlan. You're listening to the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRB. And if you're now tuning in, because I saw some people pop up this evening, we're talking about what we need to do to find our balance during this time of social distancing and quarantining, because I think it's something that's really important for us to do. I think it's something that's really important. It's almost like life changing. It's like what we're going through right now. And so we need to really focus on that. I see that somebody wanted to ask a question. I think it is Julie. So I'm going to put you on the mic. Let me see if I can get you. So hold on really quick. I'm just waiting for this to pop. Can you hear me, Julie?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So I did see that you wanted to ask a question. You wanted to comment. So go ahead.
More of a comment than anything else. I want to say thank you for bringing this topic up. And based upon the way you're bringing it up, it's totally not fear-based, because everything right now is so fear-based. It's like the nucleus is all fear, fear, fear. And I think if we step back and really look at it for what it is and assess it and just take it minute by minute, because this is a life-changing event for all of us, I think we can navigate through it with more positivity if we just choose to see the positive in it. Like with me, with my job, I really wanted to slow down. I wanted to really be at home and really do some tasks that I had on my computer, PowerPoint presentations, Excel spreadsheets. I didn't have time for it. And this has really given me the time. And that's the positivity I see out of this. I really wanted this, and I needed to slow down. And it's really helping me out right now. And I'm seeing some things with my kids that I didn't see before because I was at work all day. But now I get to see them engaged with their fellow students and peers. And I get to see some of the peer pressure, even online. And it gives me an opportunity to redirect them and give them some other tools and resources for their toolbox. So I'm appreciating this time. That's the positivity, and I'm choosing that on purpose.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You see, so my listener, friend Julie, and when I texted today, she actually gave me some topics that I'm talking about, and I kind of ran with it. And so I really appreciate that. And something I just want to put say about what Julie just said is about, she said she needs the time. And I thought the same thing. Every day, you know, while I was working, I used to work two jobs, I was talking about what I did not have time to do. I wish I had enough time to get, you know, the book done. I wish I have enough time to make sure the blog is right. I wish I have enough time just to do some things that I wanted to do. And so I have taken this time to put aside some time to get some of those things done. And so it's made me really happy because, you know, even though I'm stuck here in the house most of the time, I have got a lot. So thank you, Julie, for bringing that up. I really appreciate that. I'm going to go to another caller. Hold on really quick. Hi, this is Nicole. You had a comment?
Yes, hi, Nicole. This is Peggy Avila. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Great, great, great. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I am glad you're doing this topic because I was planning on doing a topic as well because it's well needed. Because we're hearing so much negativity, which it is a fact that this is real. And life is like an onion. You never know what you're going to get. And this is spoke of, and we are people that should really be prepared. Even if there's an earthquake, we should have canned goods in our home, and we should have our kids and ourselves always washing our hands. But like you were saying in the last speaker, she just said a lot. We need to take heed, and we need to obey, not be in fear. And another thing, when you say find your happiness, I love to work out. I'm addicted to working out at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, but you know what I do? I do my walk. I go do a walk. There's hardly nobody walking in the neighborhood. I'm doing my blocks. I love to meditate to get clarity and focus. It's a great time to write down your goals. It's a great time that when you're hearing this negativity and someone's in the hospital, someone passed, someone's contacted this virus, what can we do? We can reach out and do something by praying for them that's going through that, those that are being attacked with that as well as, you know, it could be anyone, any family member, but we must obey and we must do what we need to do. We must stand together. First of all, I don't mean to get godly or holier than thou on you, but people need to come together and pray. There's some things that need to be done that this could be turned around for the good. Sit down with your family and eat dinner together. Sit down and talk to your children because everything basically is closed, but our hearts and our minds are still open. So focus on yourself. Like you said, find your happiness. Whatever your goals are, whatever you plan to do, you can still fulfill that dream and move forward. Talk to positive people. I have a prayer line that we get on the phone and we pray together every morning. But just love yourself and remember there is nothing we can do because it is what it is, but pray. Don't worry about it. Don't lose your hair. Try to eat healthy. Try to do all the healthy things that you can to maintain your peace. And take time and find out what your happiness is and what your goal is, and then follow that and move forward because this is going to change. This is just a time that we're going through. But we as a nation, this whole world, we must come together and pray, first of all. That's where the change is going to come.
Exactly. And you know, you don't even have to apologize for not, you know, it's so interesting how sometimes we'll say we don't want to get godly, but we don't have to apologize over that because in the end, you know, whatever maintains, whatever brings us peace and happiness and positivity is what we need to do. I love the part where you said hearts and minds. Our hearts and minds are still open. And I want everyone to really embrace what Peggy just said. Our hearts and minds are still open, and they're open to whatever we want them to be open to. And so the reason I had this show tonight is because I want you to want your hearts and minds to be open to the best thing that can come out of this. Be open to the positivity, open to walking out of this a better you. And I know a lot of people, you know, they're like, how can I be a better me? You know, but you can be if you focus on it. If you remember that it is all about you, you are in control. You are in control of yourself and what you choose, how you choose to think. It doesn't mean that the negative thoughts are not going to come. It doesn't mean that the fear won't come. It doesn't mean that the anxiety or the depression won't come. But how are you going to react to that? You know, and I want to emphasize, I'm not saying that you should feel those things, because that's nature. You are going to feel that. It is a scary time. But I don't want you to embrace that. I don't want you to hold on to that. I want you to look beyond that and figure out how you're going to get past that. And that's one of the reasons I said we have to actively choose our happiness. As Julie had told me, we have to be happy on purpose so that we don't let those things get the best of us. And so,
I really
appreciate the call. And let me go ahead and give you the number again, because some people are already on here to answer questions. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, you can call 323-642-1757. Again, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, you can dial 323-642-1757, or you can text me at 310-308-8568. I am looking at comments as they come through. Someone just asked me a question. How do we navigate through this with negative friends? And you know what? We have to be the example. A lot of times I have said we lead by example. And sometimes our example is in silence. Sometimes we just have to be, you know, the positive example. Myself personally, I had found that I pulled away a little. It's not because I thought necessarily that people were just being negative. It just meant that there was, you know, some dialogue that I didn't want to be involved in. No one has tried to force me anything, but in all honesty, if they did, I would just respectfully let them know, you know. And I have had people call me and I said, look, I don't want to have a conversation about this. I want to talk about this, you know, death and every 24/7. I do know that it's real. I do know that that is affecting everyone. I am going to where I need to go in order to get, you know, correct information. But this is not what I want to talk about. This is not what I want to talk about 24/7. And I have done that. And people who are your friends and people who love you will understand that. And sometimes people will get negative, but sometimes that's just what it's going to have to be in order for you to maintain your sanity. Because like I said, in the end, we have to maintain our sanity. And I know for a fact, it's hard. It's hard to maintain it. We're in the house. So before I go on, I'm going to take another call. Let me just go in here really quick. Hold on. Hi, this is Nicole. Would you like to make a comment or do you have a question?
You can hear me? This is Christina.
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Oh, well, sure. I had a comment about the whole corona thing that's going on right now and being stuck in the house and, you know, things of that nature. My comment might be a little off, but it's something that really concerned me. I know the government decided to give us all stimulus checks for the crisis that's going around right now.
Uh-huh.
And in that stimulus package, the only ones that are not allowed to get it are parents that actually owe in child support. They can't receive the money after they've already paid their taxes for the year, which the government took that for, you know, if you're in their arrears. So they took that already, and then everyone else is going to be getting this extra money. But what about the other families? Like, what about the fathers and the mothers who pay child support? I think it's kind of unfair that we pay our money every month plus more because you're in the arrears. So you pay what you regularly normally would pay for child support plus a little extra because you have to pay some of that down. Then your entire taxes are taken, and now that we're all in crisis, we're laid off from work as well. We're at home as well. The little bit of change that they're offering us, they won't even give it to us. So I just found that a little un-American, you know?
Yeah, no. And you know what? It's a real concern. And I mm-hmm. definitely understand that. I don't have like an answer to the specific because, you know, it is mm-hmm. to me, I feel like when we're in a situation, it's completely my opinion. And I was talking to my husband about this earlier. To me, mm-hmm. I don't care if you have health insurance. I don't care if you don't have health insurance. You know, I feel like when we're in a crisis like this, everyone deserves to be able to be treated. I feel like if you're going to give one something, you need to give all something regardless. And it just speaks loudly on, even though that's a completely different subject, it speaks loudly on why we have to be more diligent about who we choose to lead us within our country. Because in the end, we have to choose people who are empathetic to others, who have the ability to be empathetic, whether they've had the experience or not, and understand that, you know, understand the idea of altruism. And, you know, a lot of my posts on Instagram and on Facebook, I have the thing on there that says now register to vote. But that's directly aligned with that. We have to be very, very diligent about who we choose to lead us. I don't want to tell anybody who they're supposed to voting for, but you know, we have to be careful and we can't be selfish. We can't just think about us and who we are and what we're doing and what's just going to benefit us, because we came to this day. We are here today where everybody is in need one way or another. Everyone.
Right.
And so we should have people in the office who understands that, and they're not kind of putting us in sections and saying this person deserves help, but this person doesn't. This person should have this, and they don't, so they can't get this. This is an us situation. So thank you. You know, it wasn't off the topic because that's what we're talking about, and, you know, I want you to be able to express your concerns. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I am going to – that last comment was a really good comment as well, because even though, you know, we're talking about being happy on purpose, part of our being happy on purpose is us, you know, making sure that we're choosing the people we need to choose to in order to get the help that we need, whether it's that we make too much money or we don't make enough money, whether we are paying child support or we're not, whether we have health insurance or we don't. We all are deserving of assistance, because this is not just affecting one kind of person. This is affecting everyone. And that's part of being happy on purpose. We choose happiness as part of choosing who we allow to lead us. And so this is a great, great lesson. It's a great lesson for the world. It's a great lesson for America about who we are choosing, you know, to be our leaders. You know, part of us choosing happiness is that we can walk through a society and we're able to get the things that we need without having to drag, you know, and protest, and beg. We shouldn't have to do that. And so this is a really, really great lesson for that. I want to go ahead, again, if you have any questions or comments. I can't tell who on the board wants to ask a question, so if there's any more questions, just text me really quick so that I can see it. Again, my cell phone number is 310-308-8568. I do want to go over specific things, some lists that a list that I made. So I went, you guys know I'm a Google-aholic, right? Is there such a thing as that? I love to Google. I love to read. I spend a lot of time just reading things. And so I looked for all these lists, and they were really funny to me about the things, because it's so crazy now, because if you really think about it, even 3-4 months ago, you could not Google things you need to do to get through self-distancing, things you knew. And now you can, like literally now you can. So it just tells you where we were just 3 months ago to where we are today. It is sort of the new normal for a while. And I really do think that what we're experiencing is going to change how we live forever. I really do. But I did make this list of things that we can do to help us through each day. My personal thing, the very first thing I want to put on my list is you have to make a schedule for yourself. You have to. Again, I don't think it's a big benefit for you to, this is my opinion again, it's not going to be very beneficial for you to sleep your days away. And if that's what you're doing, I want you to be really honest with yourself. You know, maybe you are dealing with some mild forms of depression, or you could just be tired. That's true, because, you know, like Julie said, she's waiting for some time off. But on a daily basis, if that's what you're doing, you really need to, you know, try to figure out why that is what you need. So it is important for us to maintain a schedule. So I'm working remotely every day. So I still get up every morning. You know, I get myself ready. I make sure I put clothes on. No, I'm not walking around in heels, because I know people that know me probably like, she's in heels in the house. No, I'm not. But I do get up every day. You know, I'm in bed. You know, I get ready for my day. I'm someone who's happened to still be working. You know, I'm very thankful for that, because I know that everyone is not. But if you are not, you know, give yourself a time that you're getting up every day. Because, like I said, it's going to go back. You're going to have to end up for that. Make yourself a schedule. You know, eat lunch every day. Include some physical activity in what you're doing. I've been working. I made my balcony, because I live in a condo, my workout area. So I have been using that. A great thing, a lot of fitness people now, even if you go on Facebook, you go on Instagram, they're offering like $5 classes. There's a young lady, her name is, we call her Zumba Kiki, and that's Zumbakiki. That's my Zumba instructor. She gives classes on Zoom, and so I took a class last night on Zoom. So I have been putting aside some time every day to work out, which I think is not only good for your body, it's wonderful for you mentally. I do have someone on here, and she said, let me see here. So there is a place, actually, if you need food, that you can go to. So at the end of my show, I'm going to give out information. Okay, Cassina? So I do see it. I will give that information out. So the first thing that I do want you guys to do is make yourself a schedule. What time you're going to get up, you know, what time you're going to do lunch, you know, make sure you have no reason not to be cooking dinner. I can honestly tell you, this is the first time that, you know, my household, we've been cooking dinner almost every single day. It's just like what Julie said. We've been, we played Uno the other night. We've been watching some movies together. So yes, you know, it's uncomfortable and it seems inconvenient not to be able to just be running the streets. But at the same time, there are some great benefits to it. There are wonderful benefits to it that we need to take advantage of, especially if you're home alone. I want you to reach out, because one of my co-worker family, but I'm single. I live by myself. I'm home 24/7 by myself. You're absolutely right. So you need to make sure that you're reaching out and you're connecting with people. Make sure that you're reaching out and connecting with people. Now, I know that I'm kind of going slow, but before we get off the air, I do want to hear from somebody. I want to hear from Miss Tammy. I just saw that she is on the line. So let me put her on and let me have her talk to us a bit. So hold on really quick. Hi, Miss Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just saw that you had texted me, and I definitely want to hear from you. Good to hear from you. So
yeah,
can you share anything with our listeners?
I did. The last person that called raised a really interesting, you know, issue. Actually, all of the callers have been amazing on your show, and I just want to give you praise for all the awesome work that you're doing on your show. It's always motivating and inspirational to hear the topics that you have on your show. It's always exciting. But the last comment, I just wanted to comment that the best course of action on being able to be proactive about that type of situation is, with my job, I deal with a lot of politicians. I work with the city. I'm a nutrition director, and I oversee about 19 senior centers and homebound meals and Meals on Wheels. So I'm on the front line, leading my staff every day to make sure that these seniors get fed. And they have town halls with council, and a lot of congressmen hold town halls where you can call in on a conference call and listen in and type out your question. But have her, you know, contact her local congressman about those issues, and they'll raise those issues in D.C. There might be movement on what she was speaking about, you know, with child support and, you know, still being able to benefit from the funds that are coming through, funneling through. You know, so that, you know, just be proactive with reaching out to your councilman, your assemblyman, your congressman. You know, it's real easy to Google. You just go to LA City, or just go to, you know, congressman near me, or, you know, you can Google that. and find that type of information. But what you're saying is so critical and important. We got to find our happiness out there and try to keep that schedule to where if you work out and you can't go outside, then you know what? You create that new normal and you be diligent and turn on a video like you were saying. You know, I think these things are so critical and important, and it's important for us to wake up every day and find something to be happy about. And if we're upset, try to figure out a way that you can make a difference, even a small one.
That's, and you're exactly right. Thank you. I'm glad, you know what, so it reminds me of why we have so many connections, because we're able to answer questions for everyone. So I really appreciate that. You know, your show is great to everyone. You hear Peggy Avila and you hear Miss Tammy, and they both have shows on eWater Radio. And you can go to ewaterradio.net and you can see when we have our shows. Everyone has something great to offer. eWater is about positivity and uplifting and inspiring, and that's exactly what these ladies are doing, and it is appreciated. Thank you very much, Miss Tammy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to go on, but really quick, I want to read Cassina James's text message to me, because she wants us to know about a grab-and-go or a drive-and-go being held on Wednesday. So basically, everyone is welcome. It's in L.A. It's at 3820 Santa Rosalia Drive from 11 to 3. And again, it's a grab-and-go or a drive-and-go. Cassina, I'm going to post this on my Facebook. So if you just want to go ahead and text me exactly what you want me to put, or if you just want me to put this, what I just said, I will. And I'll put it on my Facebook page and my Instagram page, and encourage everybody to share it, because we want to be able to help people wherever we can help them. And so I do want to just really quick, because we only have a few minutes, I want to finish with the list of other things that you can do in order to try to just find your happy balance while we're dealing with this self-distancing and quarantining. Again, I want you to kind of off the TV and bombard yourself with, you know, the news and all the bad news. It will without a doubt bring you down. I'm not telling you not to be informed, but do not bombard yourself with it. If you're going to be watching TV, try to find some things that make you laugh and that are uplifting, so that it helps you find your happy balance. You can read, you can get organized, you can clean up, you know, things that we've been doing, we're going to do, we're going to declutter. You know, my mother always said, you know, a cluttered house is a cluttered mind. You know, this is the time for you to organize if you want to. You can cook. I know a lot of my friends doing some baking, but make sure you keep it healthy. You know, keep it as healthy as you can. Like I said, you can work out. You can, and that's your body and your mind. Start meditating in the morning or start practicing some meditations. You can also find apps on your phone. You can find things to look at on your laptop to help get into that. This is a good thing, because it's due. You still need to get taxes done, even though they extended it. We still need our taxes done. And if anyone is not aware, tomorrow we need to have the census done. I actually had a friend who sent me a link that allows you to do it electronically. I'll post that up on my Facebook page too, so that people, and my Instagram page too, so that people can find it. But these are some of the things that we can do. And I also had a friend who said, learn a new skill. So you have like Duolingo on your phone where you can learn a new language. A lot of places are offering free classes. Like I said, this is a time, even though it seems like you're stuck, you know, we don't have anywhere to go but the grocery store, what, the pharmacy, Home Depot. Even though it seems like we're stuck, this is a time for you to look within yourself so that you can find that happy balance. And I guarantee if you can find it now, you'll be able to keep it, because, you know, everything is not always the way that we want it to be, you know, but it doesn't mean that we can't find the goodness in it. You know, we're going to continue to send out the positive energy within the world, the prayers and the love for the people who are directly affected by the coronavirus. We definitely don't want to see any of our family and friends get affected. And we want to send out our prayers for all of the people who have lost people. And so I want you to be mindful. I want you to be calm. And I want you to be something called calmly cautious. And that means you want to stay informed. You want to be very sensible about you know, the steps that you're going to take. You want to be very aware about how you affect other people and the things that you say and the things that you do. And if we continue to walk in that, and I call that walking in our greatness, part of that is walking in our greatness, we will get through. You know, it's not something that we're doing individually. We're doing it together. But I can tell you that if you make the conscious effort, because right now you're going to have to make the conscious effort. Because, you know, like people are saying, everything that you look is negative. Everything that you look, and it can't help but you know, kind of seep into your, you know, into your psyche. And so you have to really, you know, be aware of that. So I'm also going to see, I'm also going to go ahead to and send you information about the next town hall meeting that will be available, that I just got some information. So everybody go to my Facebook page, which is Phenomenally You, or Nicole Marie Quinlan, Nicole Marie Quinlan, and I'll put all of the information that we that has been given to me via text messaging to, I'll put it all up on my Facebook page so that everybody can benefit for it. Remember, you know, we're in a day that we have FaceTime. I was telling someone, you know, back in the day, we wouldn't have had any of this, not even this podcast right here, and we would have all been out of luck. Take advantage of what's at the tips of your fingers and love yourself. Continue to self-care. Continue to work out. Continue to eat healthy. All of this is going to make a difference in how you think and how people to claim happiness. Okay, let's think about our attitude and what we're doing each day and how we're uplifting each other and how we are being positive forces. And again, I just cannot reiterate it enough. Let's send out the positive energy into the world and let's lead by example. Let's definitely lead by example. And don't forget, while we can, you know, at least in California, get out and take a walk because the sun makes a difference. Take a walk, even if it's up the street and you come back. Get out there and get some sun. And take your kids with you, okay? And just do what it is that you need to do so that you can get through this. And remember, just like I said, thinking about my daughter, our kids, let's pay attention to them. Let's give them some attention. Let's let them have a voice. Let's express how they're feeling so that we can help them walk through this. Because it's like we're feeling our feelings that we're feeling, they're feeling too. You know, I thank everybody for calling in, for participating in the conversation. I think that it was a really great, great time. It's a great hour. I wish I can go on longer, but I know you guys have other things to do. I just want to remind you, you know, continue to walk in your greatness. You can walk in your greatness even going through what we are going through today. You're going to get through it. We're going to get through it together. We're all good. Claim your happiness. Find happy balance. And you remember, you know, I always say this. If you hear it from no other place, you are fabulous. You're wonderful. You are phenomenal. You're great, right? Walking greatness with your head up high. And like I said, we're going to get through this together. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. God bless. God bless you, and good night.